003. We'll start from paragraph V again. Shara Hakniyo Linya B'Mechay Bodom Mishtamish B'Kniyo B'Nova. What circumstances, what situations should you activate, should you use the Midas Hakniyo? V'Omar Ki Hakniyo B'Nova Chay Bodom Mishtamish B'Mishiv Inyonim. There are certain situations which demand, which are Mechayiv, that you use this midah. This is the most common one. This is the one that any Musa Sefer that talks about Anova or Kniya will talk about it. The way you deal with people, the way you deal with your neighbor, the way you deal with your friends, the way you deal with your wife, the way you deal with your employees, the way you deal with your employer, the way you deal with the people in shul, the way you deal with people. You should do it b'hachno'o. How you should act, and what that exactly that means, he'll talk about in Perek Vav. But now he's just talking about situations that call for it. So, first of all, how you deal with people. And that's the most common. He has six more. But this is the basic. Now then he makes a subgroup here, like A and B. And he makes a special category out of how you should act with your fellow, with your friend, with your fellow man when you're doing chesed for them. Uba'asoso chesed lebnei mino. Kamosha avora lekamon. So that's, what does he mean to say? He means as follows. He says, first of all, you have to use it whenever you deal with people. But especially, that's what he means. I mean, it's a chiddush, he makes like a whole subcategory out of it. But especially, that's how I'm explaining what he's saying. It means especially when you do chesed, there's that much more of a chance that you're overbearing, that you become pompous, you're condescending. There's a way, you know, you do a chesed for someone, and we all know, you know, you make sure he knows about it, you make sure he feels meshubit to you. He should feel meshubit to you, but that's his business, not yours. So that is a time to use kniya. So it's very interesting that he makes a whole category out of it. Use kniya when you're dealing with your fellow man, and that's the most common. That's the basics. That's usually how we define it. And when you do chesed to them, kamosha avor lekamon. That's in Perek Vav when he says what you should do. What does it mean? Does it mean you should talk softly, slowly, with your head down? What does it mean? Does it mean you should say thank you? It means you should say please. How should you act? The kniya. Ubo akosav omer, and he brings down a pasuk. And the truth is, this pasuk, version of Kapach, he only brings down pasuk Dalet. But if you start from pasuk Beis, we saw last week, it's talking about doing chesed, and then it fears ois nivza be'ein of nimos, that you feel lowly, you're nichna. It's talking about different midos a person should have. So the beginning, Pasuk Beis, talks about doing chesed, and then it goes into Nivza Be'enov, you feel lonely in your own eyes, and Nimos, you feel, you don't put on ears because of it. Situation two, which demands that you activate the Midas Kaniyah, the Hasheni, and Nifgash, and here also he starts off just giving a simple situation, and then, without even explaining it, like the second paragraph in a row, he makes like a subcategory out of it also. He puts in a subcategory also. How's that? If you connect and you're in a sviva of Tamid Chachomim, Ubali Hatzedek, people that do chesed, Hanilvim al Hashem, people who devote themselves to Avoda, there's all different types of special people in this world. Everybody is Oved Hashem the way they feel the way they can connect to Hashem. Nowadays we don't have that so much. I mean, we still have it. People do different things. There are people who devote themselves to learning. There are people who devote themselves to chesed. We really do, you see. And people who put special emphasis and effort in their davening, in his bodedus, in, you know, a person has to find his way to connect to Hashem. We don't like it that people are different. That's why in our schools, they just, it's a problem. The schools are made for the first kind, for Talmid Chachamim, for teaching Torah. But schools are not made for anything else, for other types of people. So that's a problem. It's a problem. Anyway, then he doesn't even say anything, but from the pasuk that he brings down, you see he's talking about, like I said, like a subcategory. He's talking about that these special people criticize you. And they criticize you and they point out what you're doing wrong. So, first of all, you should feel kaniya when you're with these people. It's the first paragraph plus. If you're supposed to act b'kaniya and b'anova when you deal with Joe Shmo, so certainly you should act b'kaniya v'anova if you're in a sviva with gedolim, with big people, with people that you can learn from, with people that excel in avodas Hashem in a certain way, and you know, you could learn from them, you should certainly feel bikniya. But then, yehelmeini tzaddik, I mean, that pasuk is talking about, very specifically, that the tzaddik criticizes you, the tzaddik, they find, you know, they point out what you're doing wrong. They give tochacha, like it says in Pirkei Avos, oi besatochachos. You don't get insulted. I said last week, you don't leave the shul as soon as you're criticized. So, that's what David HaMelech says. Yelmeini tzaddik, it's chesed, I take it as chesed, the yochichen. So, but you have to use midas kaniya. That's what I mean. You have to activate the midas kaniya. If someone points out, it doesn't even have to be, I mean, and once that's the point, it doesn't even have to be a big person. It just, it's harder to accept, so you have to use more kniya. But I'm all, your friend says something to you. Your friend criticizes you. Someone points out something you're not doing right. So instead of lashing back and saying, oh, well, let me tell you some things about yourself. Your spouse is a big bracha. If you have a spouse that gives you musr, so you should thank Hashem. You should thank Hashem. That's the thing. That's a point to be made in and of itself. That when a spouse criticizes, you should take it also as criticism and take it well. You shouldn't just lash back and get into a fight. The point is to show kniya. And it's harder to show kniya when the more of a peer, P-E-E-R, the more of a peer someone is when he gives you musr, the more kniya you have to show to accept it gracefully and really to thank Hashem that someone set you straight. This is like a daily, hourly thing with people that you get insulted, or you feel that he's picking on you, or you feel it's unjustified, it's not fair, and he's criticizing you, and really you're better than most other people, and what is he saying this to you for? And who does he think he is? And we put up our defenses, and sometimes we put up our offenses to lash back or to take it the wrong way. And this is a midah perkei avos of oy v'satochachos, and to do that, you have to activate midas hakniya. You have to feel that you have what to learn, and you have to be thankful. Right? A person can criticize someone, and he can change his whole life if he takes it the right way. Someone says, you know, Grace, whenever anybody says something to you, you have to answer back. And you say, that's not true. But if you take it to heart, and you start like taping yourself, the tape recorder, and you start realizing it. That's why dating, you should know, the one of the good things about dating the way it's done nowadays. That's one of the good things about dating, that you really get stuff thrown back at you. It's really a wonderful opportunity. You should take it. I mean, people get dumped and people get hurt. But if it's not done hurtfully, it's really, I've told my kids who have been through the process, and the modern way of doing it, I'll call it modern, let's say the last 50 years we'll call it, even in Haredi circles, the way it's done, but it happens to turn into a very good opportunity for Tikkun Midos. You really find out things about yourself. You see how someone else sees you, and if you get good feedback, even if it's bad feedback, but you should take it gracefully, and you should be thankful for the opportunity that before you meet the person that it's pashet you should marry, you had a chance to be dumped by so many people, so you fixed yourself up. So you're ready to meet your basherta, and like this, she would have dumped you too. And like this, you fixed yourself up by the time you met her. And that's how the Eibishter maneuvered. You should be very thankful. It's really an opportunity for tikkun midos. But our koponim, you also learn to chew with your mouth closed. Al Kaponim, that's what the Chavis Halvava says here, that you learn how to listen. It's a very good thing. Imagine what I had to go through, right? I'm always talking. So I had to learn on a date. I had to learn to listen and make believe I care about the other person's opinion.
Hope you don't like the Rebbe.
The Rebbe is a tzaddikus. She is, and she's used to me by now. And besides, I get all my opinions from her anyway. Anyway, the second point of the Chayvus Halvav, it's very interesting that these first two paragraphs, he almost, I think the word is obliquely, he like squeezes in a second thing in each one. I don't know, it's very strange. The first one is tam, act the way with people, especially if you do chesed with them. And the second is act that way when you're with special people, big people, people who are somewhat shalem, and you're not. So act the kniya and learn from them, especially if they criticize you. And that's, so you activate kniya in order to take it the right way and to learn from it rather than squandering the opportunity to be masakin yourself. The third situation, kasher mahalalim also b'ma'asav hatovim. The Chavovus is myriadic. People praise you. Your reaction should be, you better activate Midas Kaniya. Don't take it seriously. I get this all the time. I'll be very honest with you. You say, Malinowitz, Schattenstein, Gemara, you do the art scroll, and they start heaping, I make no bones about it, they start heaping me with praises. And the truth is, it's very important to do what the Chavis HaLava says, because there's a lot of people working on that thing. You know, maybe my name is there, but I know how little I do, legabe the final product. It's not like I sit and write the Gemara. You know? It's not like I sit and write it and I produced it. There's a heck of a lot of people working there. And that's all. So that's what the Chavis HaLava says. This is, don't, and when you get on it at a dinner, you know, and you start believing what they're saying. So it's very important, he says, when people praise you, whatever the situation is, when people, I don't know, a chasam by the Sheva Brachas. Yeah, he knows they don't mean it. So I don't know, maybe that's not what the Chavis HaLava is talking about. Don't think that they mean it. Not don't think they mean it. Don't take it seriously. You have to activate Midas Kani, and he tells you what to do. Kasha mahalalim also b'masav hatovim roi loy lihikona. And this is what you should do, or else you'll become swell-headed, you'll become a Balgaiva. So you must activate Midas Kaniya. That's what he's giving. He's giving you seven situations which are mechayev for you to turn on this Midah. The Yale Alibo. And you have to think to yourself, Hashem knows what I really am. Hashem, right? Hashem knows what I do in private. Hashem knows how far I am from Shleimus. Hashem knows how little I really do legabe what I'm capable of doing. Hashem knows that I'm whatever. You have plenty what to think about. No matter, any human being would have plenty what to think about. V'yale alibo ma shekodem lo lefnei Hashem min ha'avonos v'hachatoim. You, a little flashbacks here to your life and what you've done wrong with your life and how you've messed up, and you know, you've managed to hide it from people. So people are praising you, they only see the good things. Or they say, woo, you're such a masmid, right? But you know how much time you waste. They don't see when you're wasting time. They see when you're learning. Or they see you do chesed, but they don't know how much you could do. Shehen yiduim ufnei Hashem. That's what you should think about. This is called activating the midas kniya. You should think about how your whole life is open to Hashem. And He knows how far you are from to think. You know how far you are. Hashem knows how far you are from what these people are painting you as. V'chisa olav bohem. And you start, you're embarrassed. This is the midas kniya. You start feeling small because you know that Hashem in his chesed is not exposing you. Right? He's letting you be hidden from people what you really do. When people don't know what you're thinking, people don't see what you're looking at, people don't realize what you do with your whole day, and Hashem is hiding that from people. And you should think about that, and all of a sudden you feel very humbled that you know how little you deserve all these praises that they're heaping upon you. The herich lo aleihem, and Hashem is hiding it from people, and He's ma'arich af, Hashem is erech apayim. Hashem doesn't lash back and punish you for what you don't do correctly. Kadesha Yoshim Mayhem. Hashem is giving you an opportunity to do tshuva. So Hashem is putting things on hold. And meanwhile, these people are praising you to the skies, and you know that you're very far from that, and just Hashem is Erech HaPayim. So, you're hanging in there. The Lochein al Yisvach b'meshe b'nei Odom toim bo. So your reaction should not be one of happiness. You shouldn't strut. You should be worried. You should be worried that, I'm getting undeserved covered, and what's Hashem going to do now? Ela yidda, maybe He'll expose me for what I am. Ela yidda gal meshe yidua heitev lifnei Hashem roa yisna hagusa lefonov. He means lack of shleimus. Or maybe even roa, it's true, maybe. And how little you're fulfilling your obligations. V'hisalmo milamalei chovoso al hatovo shemashpia olav. And you start thinking all the good Hashem has done for you, and how little you've paid Him back, and how little you do what you're supposed to do, even though He's given you the tovos that you have in your life, whatever it may be. Vozi kana bilvobo. And then you'll feel that kniya kicking in. Maybe you might even be punished for what they're praising you, and it's undeserved. Maybe you're getting your schar of olam haba in olam hazeh. And this is the way Hashem is paying you in olam hazeh, with the kavod that you're getting, with the seeming kavod you're getting. Kamosha Omar, ki avoni agid. I have to tell my sins to people. They don't know it. Maybe I should. Edag mechatosi. Maybe I should be worried about the sins that I have that are unexposed, and people have a very wrong picture of me. So when a person is honored and when a person is praised, he must activate the midas kniya in order, and Chazalava says what he should do in order to kick in the midas kniya, in order not to be niskal and gaiva, not to take it seriously, not to think that you're indeed as good as they make you out to be. So you kick in the midas kniya and you think, if they only knew what I did yesterday, if they only knew what I do in the privacy of my home, if they only knew how I talk and what I do when no one's looking, if they only knew this, and Hashem does know it, and Hashem is just waiting for me to improve, and I'm not improving in that. He wants that to start a whole chain of thoughts of kniya, of doing tshuva, and of feeling small and humble and charata and embarrassed. And he wants you to feel embarrassed from those praises, because you know how you feel. And then he wants that to be the train of thought. If they only knew, but Hashem does know, and and Hashem is not really doing anything yet. He's waiting for me to do tshuva. Why aren't they doing tshuva? Look at all the good Hashem does for me. I'm not fulfilling my obligations. This is the train of thought that he's saying in this paragraph. And that creates, that is brought about through, and that creates the Midas Kaniya. The Horavi, and the fourth situation in which you should activate it, is if people attack you for the bad you did. If people catch you doing something wrong, if it's brought out and people are talking about you, let's say everybody messes up. Everybody messes up at some point in their life. I once had the thought, like Lashon Hara, right? It's terrible, terrible. Open the Chafetz Chaim. Is it so terrible? Why is it so terrible? I once had the thought, because everybody did something. Everybody at some point, nobody's perfect. Everybody did something wrong. And you gotta move on. But if it becomes a topic of conversation, and people talk about it, it's not fair, and it throws in your face what really everybody has things that they're embarrassed about. Everybody did things wrong. You just have to move on. That's the human condition. So, but if it's talked about, it makes it into a big deal. It makes it into a zach, and it's really part of life, and everybody has such things.
Isn't it a fine line between when you're getting anah from talking about somebody else's problems or talking about somebody else's deficiencies talking about it for some other reason, talking to someone else about third party's deficiency because they want to try and help them.
Yeah, when
it's a fine line, though.
Yeah, it's a very fine line. That's what
between a constructive and
yes,
and
that, yes. The answer to your question is yes. That's why the Chofetz Chaim wrote a whole sefer in order to develop that fine line and to have people learn what that fine line is, so that they can do the right thing. But the Chavis Halvavus wants you to use Midas HaKniya when people are talking Lashon Hara about you. And you thank Hashem, you're getting an onesh of busha. Maybe that'll cover up for your sins. Instead of getting angry, instead of running around trying to find out who said that about you, and how dare they, and you accept it b'kniya. You accept it as an oinish, you accept it as well deserved. You accept it as an oinish from Shemayim. That's what he wants you to do. Yikonel Hashem v'yodelo shegilo olav ma'at meharbe, and really you do much worse things, and you do many more things that are not good. And maybe this is an oinish kedei liyasro ulahachlimo, to give him yisurin, meaning to punish him. This will be the onesh of busha. He's exposed, so he has that onesh. And also ulaman yoshevelov, and you'll feel like, it sounds funny, but that's what the Chavis Halvavus wants you to do. He wants you to thank Hashem when someone praises you. This is what we're learning tonight. This is the Chavis Halvavus. When someone praises you, you should feel embarrassed and thankful to Hashem that you're not being exposed for what you really are, and embarrassed that you're not better than you are, and you're determined to do better. That should be the chain of thought when someone praises you. And when someone attacks you, and you become lishnina, baro amasov, you get caught doing something, and then it's, let's say, printed in the paper, and then people are talking about it, and they're making it even much worse than it is, and you become a topic of conversation. You should, so what's then? You should use the midas hakniya to be thankful to Hashem, that He's giving you an opportunity to do tshuva. That this is to wake you up and to punish you for the avera and to have you do tshuva, and you'll become a better person for it. Laman yoshev elav, kemosha amar, vayigel oznam lemusar, and he exposed their ears to hear musar. Vayomer, and Hashem said, ki yeshuvun me'oven, this will cause them to do tshuva. So that's how you should look at it. If you activate the midas kniya, that's what he's saying. That's why this is the fourth situation, which calls for it, and you'll take it the right way. So when they praise you, you should feel embarrassed and small, and you should feel bad that you're not doing what you should. And when they attack you, you should feel good, and you should thank Hashem. Say thank you, Hashem. This is I needed this. Apparently I needed this to happen to me, and I'm supposed to learn something from it. And I have to fix something up. It doesn't even have to mean it's true, but you should take it that way. You should take it as a punishment, and you have to fix something up. If Hashem is hurling these accusations at you, there's something that you have to be misakeh. So you'll say not always. Moshe Rabbeinu was accused by Klal Yisrael. It's true. He says, "Imhoy l'shnina baro amasov." He says, if people talk about what you truly do wrong, they're talking about what you really do wrong. So then you should feel b'kniya. And you should feel what he describes here. Baro amasov. So you should do tshuva. You should become better. You should take it as an opportunity. It's a hizdamnut. It's an opportunity to think about your averus. You can think about your averus even before next Rosh Hashanah. If someone catches you and exposes you, puts lashon hara on you, so now you're forced to think about your averus before Rosh Hashanah. So you say, "Oh, Hashem, you thank Hashem for that." You don't have to wait till Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it'll be too late Rosh Hashanah. V'achamishi. The fifth situation, alright, we'll stop here. So the fourth situation so far are regular ben adam achavero, and pay special attention not to be condescending or pompous or overbearing when you're doing chesed. The second situation is when you're with people who have been konish lamus, you should activate your midas kaniyah to allow you to learn from them, not to think, "Oh, regular people, big deal. Big deal, you know, Rav this or Rav that. You're not such a big person. I'm standing right next to him." And especially if he points out something you're doing incorrectly, you should use Midas HaKniyah to allow you to learn from it and to better yourself. The third situation is when they praise you, to use Midas HaKniyah, and he describes the whole chain of thought you should be having. But upon him, the bottom line is to use this midas hakniyah not to become a bal gaiva, and adarabba, to end up feeling bad about what you do in private and how you act and how you are. And the fourth thing is that adarabba, you should use midas hakniyah to be thankful and happy and thankful if people point out what you do wrong. And you takadu do it wrong, but people are talking about it, you should take it as a message from Shemayim. And you should do tshuva, and you should thank Hashem. The Yodalo, you should thank Hashem that this has happened to you.